Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's the biggest global networking event in the sporting world. Sport Accord is a global organization based in Lausanne in Switzerland, the home, of course, of the Olympic movement, and is run by representatives of Olympic and non-Olympic international federations. It brings together all those involved in the business of sport with the aim to serve, promote, and protect the common interests of its stakeholders, help them to achieve their global objectives, and facilitate knowledge sharing, big ambitions. Sport Accord's flagship event is the annual World Sport and Business Summit, a huge meeting of movers, shakers, and power brokers, all with one common interest, that world of sport. And this week, it's in Birmingham. I'm Michael.
Yeah, hi, Michael. Good to be here. My name's Joel Lavery. I'm strategic lead for major sporting events, and I work for West Midlands Growth Company, which is the tourism and economic development arm of West Midlands Combined Authority. Sport Accord is the global gathering of world leaders in sport. All of the kind of presidents, chief execs, and senior administrators from the world of international federations. So, under the Sport Accord umbrella is the main four organisations: Summer Olympics, Winter Olympics, recognised international sporting federations, and the association AIMS. And all of those kind of organisations come together under the umbrella conference, I think you could call it, conference and exhibition, which is, the strapline is where sport meets. So every year, a global gathering of those world leaders in sport. And from the 7th to the 11th of April, we'll be welcoming around about 1,500 to 1,700 delegates who'll be spending 4 or 5 days in Birmingham, and the conference and exhibition is taking place at the International Convention Centre. They use the strapline where sport meets, and the fable goes that you can get a year's worth of meetings in 1 week by all of those people coming together at the same time. And so we're hoping to kind of create an environment where the event will be memorable and meaningful, and those networking and socialising opportunities that everyone knows are the most important bits of a conference can really, you know, happily, comfortably take place in Birmingham.
And does business actually happen during Sport Accord, or is it just a little bit of socialising and networking and swapping a business cards over coffee or maybe something stronger?
No, I think it absolutely does happen. You know, formal and informal kind of conversations are taking place. I know a lot of my colleagues in the kind of major sporting events kind of network are planning lots of one-to-one individual meetings with sports and international federations. We ourselves have got a whole series of meetings planned and organised during the week so that we can really get down to the serious business. For us, this is a means to an end. This isn't just about the direct economic impact of, you know, filling the beds and hosting another great business event in the city. This is actually about what next. And so you know, for us, it's the next in a sequence of things. We had the Commonwealth Games, which kind of was our TV advert to the world. We're now bringing some of those most influential people in the world of sport to the city for a week. They would have no other reason to come to Birmingham necessarily unless their sports was happening here. So this is a way of, you know, opening up our house, if you like, and inviting the world of sport to come and spend some time with us. And there's probably three, I'd call them kind of in priority order. One is to, you know, get people to spend a week in the city. Two is to get them to know a bit more about us, build their knowledge and insight of what we have in terms of our venues and our hosting capabilities and the type of city we are, the type of atmosphere that we create. And then thirdly is those introductions and those relationships that we can build on the back of hosting Sport Accord so that we can develop a pipeline of opportunities to attract future sporting events or business events and conferences to the West Midlands for the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years. So, you know, although it is an investment for us, but it's an investment in creating a pipeline of opportunities for the future.
How timely is it that it's taking place in Birmingham now with the well documented challenges we know around Birmingham City Council and the financial problems that they have experienced recently?
Yeah, well, I think it's really important for us to show that the city is still open for business. You know, all of those major sporting venues, all of the kind of professional sporting clubs, the world of sport is continuing to operate week in, week out. You know, Premier League football matches happen, cricket fixtures happen. So, you know, the world of sport, I suppose, is you know, carries on. And it's important that we tell the world of sport that we are still open for business. I think in terms of the timing, this is quite critical for us because, you know, I hate using the word legacy, but if you think about what next after the Commonwealth Games, what was, you know, what would that lead to? And I think I mentioned earlier, the Commonwealth Games was a TV advert to the world, if you like, that, you know, we could host and, you know, accommodate and deliver great major events. That led to a conversation which was around the Commonwealth Games legacy underspend, because, you know, it's well documented that the event was delivered on time and well under budget. And that 80 million or circa 80 million was invested back into the region. And 6 million of that fund was ring fenced to establish a major events fund. And Sport Accord is one of the events that is coming out of the major events fund, which is there to fund cultural, business and sporting events. And of course, this is a business and sporting event. So it's kind of like a, you know, hits two of the three, but arguably is a cultural event as well, because we're certainly putting our tourism and cultural products within the kind of Sport Accord experience as well. So I think it was a sound investment for us. It's not a cheap event to put on. You know, we as the host city have to provide the venue and the accommodation for all of these visiting dignitaries. But we think that investment is going to also lead to a new, you know, list of opportunities that wouldn't have been there other than this investment. Alongside the Sport Accord event, we are funding a number of other sporting events from the Major Events Fund. Local authorities across the region were invited to put forward expressions of interest for hosting major sporting events over the next 12 months. And that list includes some really great events that I think embody and kind of demonstrate our strategy to attract events that can really speak to our values and deliver impact for our residents and our businesses and our communities. So first of all, the Kabaddi World Cup is taking place in Wolverhampton in 2025, the first Kabaddi World Cup that's ever taken place outside of South Asia, and has got a real kind of link to some of our most diverse communities in the West Midlands, and has a real kind of a heritage and emotional connection to a lot of the people from South Asian heritage as well. So very excited to host the Kabaddi World Cup. We've got the IWG Women in Sport global event happening in 2026 at the ICC. So that's a really important signal for us wanting to promote female sports participation and promoting women's sport. And then we've got a couple of esports events happening at the National Exhibition Centre in Solihull in at the end of April, and then towards the back end of the summer, July and August. And we've also got a European Judo Junior Championships happening in Wolverhampton at the University of Walsall. So this isn't just a kind of isolated kind of one-off investment. It's part of a portfolio of event opportunities that are big events, small events, business events, exhibitions that really try and reinforce our ambition to be known as the heart of sport in the UK.
I want to talk more about what is coming down the road, what's coming up for the West Midlands in the future, but a couple of questions just about the Commonwealth Games, if I may. Why are people who put the challenges, the financial challenges of Birmingham City Council together with the cost of the Commonwealth Games, why are those people wrong in making that connection?
You know, the costs of hosting an event are growing, and I think the industry is going through a moment itself where it's looking at itself and saying, you know, are these mega events affordable? Are, you know, is it good value for money? Is it, you know, good investment of the public purse? And I think that people are right to answer that question. And I think the Commonwealth Games paid for itself in terms of that's well documented. And there's going to be further research published that will hopefully reinforce the value and the impact of the Commonwealth Games. But we ourselves are looking at events to look at each one on an individual basis and say, do they offer good value for money and return on investment? And I think that comes back to the question is, what's the purpose? What do you want to get out of this event? And I think, look, the Commonwealth Games not only delivered in terms of economic impact, but in terms of almost the intangibles, the confidence of the city, the birth of a new strategy, the delivery of Sport Accord, the attraction of the European Athletics Champs, the list of events that I've just reeled off there, that, you know, all of these things are starting to kind of happen because of the spotlight the Commonwealth Games shone on the region.
And of course, in the West Midlands, you brought together not just Birmingham City Council, but a number of the local authorities. So final point here, would you urge other local authorities to perhaps look at a future hosting of the Commonwealth Games in this country if they could do it in an affordable, imaginative way?
I'm a bit of a broken record around the region coming together, because it is about the sum of the parts. You know, take any one of the individual local authorities, that they'll be good and they've got a good range of facilities. But put the region together, you could, you know, from Sandwell Aquatics through to the NEC in Solihull and the Belfry Golf Course in Solihull, to facilities in the north in Wolverhampton and Coventry. It's the sum of the parts that actually create a kind of an event venue portfolio that's as good as anywhere in the world. And I think we're kind of stronger being viewed as a region. And certainly the people coming over to Sport Accord, these international visitors, don't see individual local authority areas. They just see a conurbation, a spread of facilities that are within 30 minutes drive or 1 hour kind of drive time. So
you're not going to do it again, though, in 2026. You're not going to be the saviour, are you?
Well, I think our mayor's already kind of put that one to bed, but other events in the future are as exciting for us. We are very proud to have hosted the Commonwealth Games, but actually there are tens of thousands of more events out there that we should be attracting and hoping to host, and kind of we'll hope to start some of those conversations with our friends at Sport Accord.
You've got the history and the heritage. I think back to kind of Much Wenlock, for example, and then you talk about the modern sports, the urban sports, the esports, which I think will be the focus of the Olympic Games, certainly moving forward. So what are your plans around those two areas, for example?
We were very proud to have hosted the first Commonwealth Esports Championships. And I was speaking to the global esports guys last week. Actually, they're going to be at Sport Accord and working with us to put on a bit of an esports demonstration. But we were reflecting on the Commonwealth Esports Championships that we hosted alongside the Commonwealth Games. And they described that as a real tipping point for them. That was the moment that kind of esports arrived with the credentials that, you know, there was a big debate, should esports be in and out? And I don't know which side of that argument you sit on, but I know that the young people in our region sit on certainly a pro side of esports being a serious prospect and, you know, an important part of their lives and my kids' lives. You know, it's you know, it's social media, you know, digital devices in their hands, gaming. It is just part of everyday life for our young people now. And, you know, we were really keen to support the Commonwealth Esports Champs because of those, you know, that kind of idea. We wanted to kind of support the young people and stand for young people in the region. So they saw that as a massive tipping point for them, and esports becoming quite an important consideration in most cities' kind of portfolio of events. So the major events fund that I mentioned earlier is funding two events at the end of April at the NEC, and another event called Superdome towards the end of August, which is the growth of one of the existing events that we have called Insomnia. So, yeah, esports really, really important, especially if you think of the links to the great universities we've got here, University of Warwick and the esports incubator that they've got there, and all of the links to the publishers in Silicon Spa. There's a really important sector there to tap into for us with esports. And then secondly, the urban sports. I think if you cast your mind back to Tokyo, the two breakthrough sports were BMX freestyle, skateboarding, and in Paris, breaking is going to feature for the first time as well. So again, back to that, you know, a third of the population of the West Midlands is under the age of 25. We've got a very young and diverse audience that are more attracted to urban sports than they are traditional sports, cricket, hockey, you know, others that probably I shouldn't list, but, you know, it's what interests them. And so we want to, again, attract events that appeal to our young and diverse audience.
Let's talk about one of the more traditional sports then, athletics, and the 2026 European Athletics Championship slated for Birmingham. Is that definitely happening? Are we definitely doing it in Birmingham?
That's definitely happening. And I was speaking to UK Athletics CEO Jack Buckner, who last week, who's really focused on delivering a brilliant event in 2026 and bringing a number of partners together, some very experienced and knowledgeable people who can help deliver the very best event. The European Athletics Championships is as big and as the World Champs in terms of its footprint and the number of athletes and the size and scale of it and visiting countries. So, you know, very much look forward again to, you know, giving all of those athletes and teams and visitors to the city and the region the very best experience that we can give them. And that's not just about, you know, watching a day of athletics on the track or a couple of days. That's about spending a week in the city and the region and enjoying all of the cultural heritage and history and all of the offer we've got for visitors here. So that's the role we're going to be playing in helping to make that event as good as it can be.
Well, just before we wrap up, I remember being in a room with two very prominent West Midlanders, Ellie Simmons, the para swimmer, and Amma Agbaze, Commonwealth Games gold medal winning netball captain, and someone that I worked with when she was just a teenager on a TV show called Talent 2000. I think we spotted a bit of talent with Amma. And I asked them about the bigger ambitions for Birmingham and the West Midlands. And I know that IOC President Thomas Bach is going to be in town for Sport Accord. An Olympic bid somewhere down the line for the West Midlands?
Is that a question? Or is that an assertion?
It was a question and an assertion.
I think Ellie and Amma are, you know, Ellie's an icon, and I know he's done loads of work with Birmingham to promote Birmingham West Midlands, and Amma is going to be part of the team next week at Sport Accord, and you know, anyone who remembers that last gasp Gold Coast goal, you know, she's an icon, Amma, as well, isn't she? Hey, look, let's see if they can convince the IOC and their family to be here. But what I think, whatever our ambitions are for the future, this is a great first step, isn't it, to have all of those influential people in the city. And who knows if we shoot for the stars, who knows?
Well, have a brilliant Sport Accord and all the very best to the West Midlands Growth Company with your ambitions moving forward, certainly there in the world of sport. Joel Avery, strategic lead for major sporting events at the West Midlands Growth Company. Thank you for speaking to Great British Bosses.
Thanks for the opportunity, Michael. I really enjoyed it. Thanks.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.